morning and welcome to English Experience Podcast. Here with me is Daniel. Daniel, or Daniel, is one of our best teachers ever. How are you?
Hello, thanks for that introduction.
How are you doing, Danny?
Fine, quite fine, I would say.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that.
Happy to be here.
I'm glad you're here too. Of course, también me alegro mucho. Glad es que se alegra, que está contento. I'm glad to be here quiere decir estoy contento o contenta de estar allí. Ustedes saben que los adjectives, los adjetivos en inglés no tienen género ni número. Okay, well, very good. So now today, our issue today, or our subject, nuestro tema today is what's the perfect holiday for you? And for me too, of course. What is the perfect holiday? Las vacaciones perfectas.
My perfect holidays. I have to say that I love the beach.
Ay, le encanta la playa. Me too.
It's like, I need to be on the sand, having the sea in front of me, feeling the wind and the noise of the waves.
You know, the noise of the waves is relaxing.
Yeah. It's like I could be there like my whole life.
Okay, what is the definition of waves or the synonym of waves in Spanish, Dani?
Serían las olas.
Las olas. Y wave también significa onda. Por eso las olas que tienen forma de onda van y vienen. You know the rhythm, the pace, el ritmo of the waves make us relax. Nos hace relajar. Very good. It's very, very good for our brain. Es muy bueno para el cerebro.
Exactly. Totally.
So, the beach. Where would it be? Imagine.
Here.
Dream. Fly.
Let's put our imagination in work. I would say maybe Ibiza.
Oh my God, I've been there. It's marvelous.
I still have to visit it.
Yeah, you should. Debería ir because it's perfect.
Yeah, it's like, I imagine it's like paradise.
It's a paradise, yes.
And being there with that beautiful sand, feeling it with your hands. It's like, I don't know, I just want to feel the sun touch my skin.
No, it's very nice. You know that he's talking about Ibiza. Él está hablando de Ibiza. Le encantaría ir a Ibiza. Ustedes van a escuchar que muchos ingleses dicen Ibiza con la Z española porque ellos aprenden español a veces y aprenden al estilo español castizo. Entonces dicen Ibiza or Ibiza or Ibiza. Okay, you can hear all the accents. Puede escuchar todos los acentos. Le gustaría mucho ir a Ibiza. I've been there and it's marvelous. And what I really like about Ibiza is that you have different landscape. Tenés como es una isla, it's a very small island. It's not very big, no es muy grande. But it has all kind of landscapes. Tiene dos tipos de paisajes. And you have like small bays. Tenés como pequeñas bahías that are paradise. Son del paraíso.
I want to know it more than ever.
You're going to
visit
go.
It.
You shall. Lo vas a hacer. Okay, and so you always choose the sea to the mountain or not? ¿Siempre elegís el mar por sobre la montaña o no?
Generally.
Do you prefer?
But I do want to get to know what a mountainous region is like.
Okay.
I don't know, maybe here in Argentina, Mendoza.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Those places, you know, in
the
our
south?
Country. The south?
The sur?
Yeah. It could be as well.
It could be, but you're more interested in Mendoza.
Yes, it's a place I want to go to.
Okay, mountain es montaña, of course, sea es el mar, beach es playa, sand es arena, waves es olas. Okay, very good. And what about if we can combine both? Si pudiéramos combinar the sea and the mountain.
Like having, for example, a cabin in the mountains? And you walk down to the beach, for example?
It's perfect.
That would be the perfect place.
The perfect place, el lugar perfecto. Okay, very good.
Okay.
And for example, how would you spend a free day in Ibiza?
In Ibiza? I would wake up early in the morning, I'm sure. Maybe I would have breakfast and then just go straight to the beach. And I would stay there as much as I could to enjoy the sunshine.
Till sunset.
Yeah.
There is a sunset Es el atardecer, cuando el sol se pone, sunset. Till sunset, hasta el atardecer.
Yes. Okay. Because I'm such a fan.
Okay, good for you. It's very good. Oh, you should be careful.
Of course, okay, with the right sunscreen.
Yeah, con pantalla solar o protection, mm-hmm. Con protección. Okay, well, and suppose you're in Ibiza, but you're running out of money. To run out to es te estás quedando, you're running out of, sorry, te estás quedando sin dinero. Mm-hmm. You're running out of money, se puede usar para todo. You're running out of oil, petrol, you're running out of coffee, te puedes estar quedando sin nafta, sin café, sugar, whatever.
Running out of money sounds very familiar.
Le suena muy familiar la expresión. And what do you do? ¿Qué haces?
Oh my God. What could I do if I ran out of money in Ibiza, far from home?
Maybe work.
maybe at a restaurant, at a bar.
Yeah, buscar un trabajo.
Yes.
To look for a job.
I suppose so. What everybody would do, okay, I guess.
What would you like to do in Ibiza? ¿Qué te gustaría hacer en Ibiza?
I've never considered working at a restaurant, for example, in my own country, but I would definitely do it.
No en Argentina, abroad. Pero abroad It's, quiere decir en el exterior. Abroad, he would. Afuera sí lo haría. Out of survival, por sobrevivencia.
And it's also a nice way to get to meet other people from other countries as
Linking,
well.
Linking, connecting. Totally. Yeah, why not? It's good. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we know your perfect place for vacation. My perfect place for vacation is Ibiza too, I must confess. Or the Greek islands. I really like Santorini, but Santorini, de las Islas Griegas, Santorini, I've been there, but Santorini is very crowded. Crowded multitud. Crowded quiere decir llena de gente, and
lots
I don't like that. No,
people.
No. And I recommend you, if you are going to go to Ibiza, is go, don't go in August. No vayas en agosto, because it's really, really crowded. Mm-hmm. Unless you like crowds, que te gusten las multitudes.
Not so much.
So you should go in June or July.
Good. Well, okay. Thanks for that.
Okay. Well, that's my recommendation. Well, thank you, Danny, for
thank
your presence
you.
Today, and thank you all for listening our podcast. And well, think about your perfect holidays at home, in your car, walking, jogging, or whatever you're doing. Well, let's recap. Today we have learned, hoy hemos aprendido, the words sand. ¿Qué es sand, Dani?
Sand is what you find on a beach, arena.
Arena. Well, be careful because in some parts you can find stones.
Puedes
encontrar piedras.
Yeah, totally.
Or rocks, or piedrotas, rocas.
And they hurt when you step on them.
Yeah, they're terrible, sí, son terribles. Okay, what about waves?
Waves is olas, o también puede ser ondas.
Yes, muy bien, les decimos eso porque pueden escuchar hablar del microwave oven, que es el horno, microondas, y van a decir, ¿cómo wave? ¿Es microola? No, microonda también. Okay, and what about beach? That's very simple.
That's the simplest of words. Okay. La playa.
La playa. Okay, to run out of.
To run out of is quedarse sin.
Muy bien, if you say, I'm running out of, quiere decir, me estoy quedando sin. Todavía tengo, pero ya tengo poco. And to run out of money is terrible.
Yeah. It's like we know that very well.
Yeah, quedarse sin plata y los argentinos, we know about that. What is the definition of abroad?
Abroad, it means a place outside your own country. Un lugar fuera en el extranjero.
En el extranjero. Afuera también se dice mucho. Very good. Crowded. What is the meaning of
lots
crowded?
Lots and lots of people, mostly. Mucha gente junta, muy lleno.
Okay, and the other expression that I used today, otra expresión que usé yo hace un ratito, es out of curiosity or out of, I don't know what I said, and out of means por, por curiosidad, por, okay, just out of curiosity, solo por curiosidad.
Exactly.
Okay, that's all we learned today, but I think it's enough, suficiente.
We've gathered lots of information today.
Of course, we gathered, coleccionamos, juntamos a lot of information today, thank you.